KO4ZLK, KO4NUE.
Okay.
Hey, Shane, how are you, bud?
I just saw your email not too long ago. I was kind of out of the loop this weekend.
Oh, that's okay. Well, listen, are you you going to have any objections to discussing this over the matrix over the air? Or I can contact you personally, either one.
The problem, I had a problem that night. I didn't get home at the beginning of it. I couldn't hit I could barely hear the repeater with the squelch turned all the way over. I can tell you there was the only people I heard. I mean, if you're ready for that, I can't give you a, I mean, it'd be a terrible. Let me call you. Is that all right? Can you tell me? Because I'm driving at the moment, but I can call you.
Certainly. So let me share a little data with you first, okay? First of all, let me say that the club is accepting responsibility for this particular issue that I'm going to discuss. So when you transmitted, you were in you were off by 1 minute in your time block. But we had a total of about 10 stations that heard you and Andrew heterodyning, which implies that we could hear, but Andrew won out. But we knew you were in there because we could hear a significant heterodyne. But because of that, we don't have exact numbers on who you could contact. But just from the information that we got with that, we were able to determine that where you are in your location is a very critical location. But like I said, I would like to show you that data on, on what we've collected, so you can see that for yourself, so that you're not thinking, okay, well, I couldn't hear anybody, and you know, this was a waste of time. I can tell you the data shows different, much different. But I need to discuss that with you because of the way the matrix is, the way it works. But I'll need to schedule that with you, I guess.
No, that wasn't the club's fault. That was my fault. After I started transmitting, I was on the wrong time slot. I missed it by one, but I should have not participated because I wasn't ready. I thought I could get home in time, and I had I don't have my antenna up permanently yet, which I'm going to do, and I had it in the attic, and I ended up setting off the smoke alarm when I transmitted because I had it up on 50 watts. And anyway, and then when that happened, I was like, okay, I need to do something different. But it was just an issue that night. I shouldn't even have participated.
No, KO4NUE. Don't think like that now, because that's we had a lot of stations, including myself, learned so much about their station. I've got some things I need to change that I learned as well, and that's what this was all about. It doesn't need to be perfect, as long as we've learned something about our station and we've learned something about other stations, which we did. All that needs to be done is just clean up some of the data just a little bit. But I would encourage you not to think like that, because the amount of people that heard the heterodyne. So we're going to assume that the heterodyne that everybody heard was you. And if that could possibly go down and be counted. If that's the case, and you see how that's laid out on the matrix, you're going to go, hey, you know what? I'm in a pretty good spot here. So Don't be like that. This is what this was all about, and we're glad it happened, so we can, you know, we know enough to know where Shane is, you know, pretty valuable location, and we don't want to give up on that. We want to keep trying to, you know, get it cleaned up just a little bit.
Shane, this is kicking the butt to get my station set up. I've kind of been putting it off, and but I do want to be, you know, involved in this kind of thing. I just need to get it done. So I've got some parts ordered. I'm going to start officially putting it up properly, you know, soon. I'm going to do a little bit at a time when I can. But, can I call you later on this afternoon when I can sit down? It'll probably be around 1:30. Is that all right?
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. So, like I said, don't be discouraged. And if you need help with something on an antenna or coax or whatever, don't hesitate to ask. I mean, we got people in the club that would love to help you, including myself, if you want it. And, you know, we got spare this laying around and spare that laying around from the club, too. So just, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. We, you know, people in the club would, you know, be real excited about that. But the club officers are meeting here in a few minutes, and we're going to figure out how we're going to divide that whole area up into, you know, a grid. It's a pretty nice plan, but just would like to have your data to complete the grid.
I'll get back with you. I do know I had another issue at the beginning of the simplex part where somebody turned on the tone squelch, so I couldn't hear the first. I couldn't tell who I could hear the first few minutes, but I do know Gary comes in when I'm sitting in my driveway, and I can hear Gary and easily just out of my truck, but I didn't hear him because of the other issue. But there was a couple Taylor stations, and then Chris down in Liberty, I heard him. He came on after, you know, when you were asking for results, and he's the one I heard. They told me that I doubled with somebody, or told you I doubled with somebody, and that's when I realized it. So I know I'm on that side of it, but I'll talk to you more when I call you later. N4ZLK.
Did you hear me, Shane?
Yeah, but I'm not sure who that was. I'm sorry.
Now, you're going to hurt my feelings. KN4VWA.
Steve, that's what I had an issue at the beginning. You know, that new radio, I was messing around with it, and somehow I pushed the tone squelch without realizing it, so I missed the first several people. So I don't know if I heard you or not.
Okay. Well, get all that squared away. We should be able to hear you without any problem. How you doing, Chad?
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you? KL4NUE. Well, listen, I'm pulling up here at the club to sit down with the officers and iron this out, but Shane, just want to let you know, we are pretty sure we have one station that is in a really, really bad location, and he was only able to make one simplex connection, and it was not very good, but we are thinking that where you are, your location was able to contact the station we're struggling with a little bit. So we're thinking that you're the stronger link there to our outlying station. And if that's the case, then we want to make sure you know that, and then we want to, you know, make sure the club knows that as well, so that you know. What you think you messed up on is not necessarily true. At least that's what the data shows. So don't worry about it. It's all good. But like I said, I do want to discuss that with you, because when you see it, you're going to go, okay, I see what he's doing here.
But I got to run. I got to run in here in my next place. But thanks for contacting me, and I will definitely get back with you this afternoon. KO4NUE and 4ZLK, and good afternoon to you and Steve.
talk to you soon. 10-4, we're going to be A-clear.
But it'll be later on. Let me get done with this meeting. KO4 NUE, I'm cleared.